Hi, I'm George Hager, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, Villanova's magic moment. The comedians are appropriately agog over what Stephen Colbert called Villanova basketball player Chris Jenkins' ice-cold buzzer beater. Seth Meyers explains what else upset North Carolina. Trevor Noah points out that nothing else Chris Jenkins does for the rest of his life can possibly match this moment. James Corden, a native Brit, struggles to figure out exactly where the state of Villanova is. And Jimmy Fallon says it's now time to settle in for 162 more games of something else. All that and more in today's Punchlines.
Hey, I want to say congrats to the Villanova Wildcats who won the basketball national championship last night. The game came to an end when forward Chris Jenkins hit a three-point shot right at the buzzer. Did you see this?
Yeah.
It's only in like college, but watch this. Look, if he gets
3 seconds in the midcourt. Jenkins gives it to Jenkins
second.
For the championship.
Yeah, that's it. They won. How exciting is that? It was unbelievable. That. Now it's time to settle down for 162 games of baseball. So that's just 162.
First, North Carolina's Marcus Paige double pumps and hits a circus three to tie it with under 5 seconds left. Then Villanova's Chris Jenkins hits an ice-cold buzzer beater to win it all.
That was it. That was it. That was
it.
But for me, that was exciting. But for me, the real highlight came between those two big shots when, with the game tied and his team reeling, Villanova center Daniel Ochefu took the time to personally mop the floor. That's exciting. That's exciting basketball. I can't wait for the new Xbox game, NCAA Mop Madness. Yeah, I got Swiffer.
But I want to say, as someone who grew up in love with the great state of Villanova, this is very exciting for me. I'm kidding. I know Villanova is in the state of Philadelphia. But seriously, this championship was crazy. The last time Philadelphia saw a basketball game that was this dramatic, Will Smith got sent to live with his auntie and uncle in Bel Air.
And it was such a great moment, and it was also sad in a way, because you realize now nothing in Chris Jenkins' life will ever top this moment. Nothing. Nothing at all. Like, he could deliver a baby on the roof of a burning building and then rescue the mother and child by using his parachute to glide them safely into an ambulance, and still the paramedic will say, "You, Chris Jenkins, that shot was crazy!"
Of course, everyone at Villanova is still celebrating. I saw today that Villanova canceled all classes. Or as the players put it, canceled what now?
Villanova won the NCAA title game last night.
Yeah.
After upsetting North Carolina 77-74. Also upsetting North Carolina, gay people. Probably won't stay in the show.
I got Swiffer to win my whole bracket. Now, I don't want to brag, but I've been a giant Villanova fan my entire since 1 week ago. John, you're a basketball guy.
Right.
Have you been following March Madness?
I like Duke when I watch basketball.
I'm pulling for Villanova right now. Yeah. Yeah. Villanova. I picked one of four teams. What are the odds? There's no way to figure that out. Anyway, congratulations, Villanova. That's called the Colbert bump. Of course.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.